Blog Talk Radio. You say,
yeah, yeah.
Believe it.
Yeah, yeah.
You say,
if you say, yeah.
You say,
hallelujah, hallelujah, Shabbat Shalom, Yeshua Al, Shabbat Shalom. I'm your brother Ariel, here once again, bringing you Iblis culture by the way of Kol Elohim from Bet Yahweh here in Baltimore, Maryland. Want to thank the listening audience and thank those who are listening another time, maybe not tonight, maybe that something came up, something happened, whatever. Things happen in his life that you have an opportunity, or Abba leads you back and to listen to his word. His word, not ours. His. Want to thank the family once again for praying for Mac, and continue to pray for each and every one of us in our struggles and our ups and downs and what we go through. Excuse me. Somebody send me a text. Let me know I'm coming through clear. All the vocals are loud and no muffle. And I'm going to move Sean out the way and allow Abba Yah to come through and teach his word. To teach his word. Once again, we got the judgments of Yah. Right? This is the second installment. But this one, before we get into that, let me open up with a prayer before I told our Aki, before I get to talking and going off into another dimension and not staying on task of what Abiyah have given me to talk about tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Torah Abiyah for your Shabbat, Father. Torah Abiyah for your double Shabbat, Abba. Torah Abiyah for your double portion of your word, Abba. Thank you, Father, for continue to guide us, for continue to keep us hedged up, Father, Yah, for continue to send us your marines who are led by you, Father, who have an ear for you, Father. I thank you for the moray last night, for the moray earlier today, Father. I thank you for the moray that comes a little later on today, Father. And I thank you for giving me also for myself, Abba Yah, for keeping my mind and clear and free of the adversary devices, Father. Thank you, Todah, Father. Father, I'm asking, pray for that mind of shalom to be in all of Yisrael, Father, for that mind of strength, for that mind of steadfastness, for that mind that we continue in thy will and not ours, Father. So I ask and pray for that for Yisrael, Father. I also ask for those who are aliens in any way, Abba Yah, physical, mental, spiritually, Father, that you touch them, that you heal them, Father, that you remind us those who have the Ruach HaKodesh, those who believe in your son, Yahushua HaMashiach, that the power is already in there, that is already there, Father. Everything is in your Ruach HaKodesh, in your Holy Spirit. Everything that we read about in your Torah, in your word, Father, all the miracles that the prophets, the Morays, the Moraz, everybody, the prophets, all the miracles that they did, Father, by the unction of your Ruach, by the unction of your spirit, Father, that it, he gave that same spirit to all of us, Father. So thank you for that, Father. Just every now and then we need reminders that whatever you gave to Jeremiah, whatever you gave to David, you also gave to us, Father, those who believe in your son. So I pray, Father, that the revealing of what's inside of us take place soon, Father. In your holy and precious son name we pray. Amen. Torah Aki, blessed are you. Torah Aki, blessed are you, Yahweh, Almighty One, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Shabbat, a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And once again, family, we are here with Abba's judgments, you know, and then the thought came about a month back, 3 or 4 weeks back, and sitting and reading and going through some Jeremiah, and got to Jeremiah 8:7-8, and we're going to read it because, you know, that will be the opening scripture that we have left, right? Because we're on the seven-week journey. That's a completion. Hallelujah. And that's how I would set it up, right? Let nothing happen just for happenstance, family. Nothing happens for happenstance. Nothing. And if we listen closely, he always speaking to us. It's little things. But again, you got to get in a relationship. You got to get to know him. You got to get to know a little bit of his word, you know, because that's all we know. We only know a little bit. We don't know the totality of it yet. His spirit, though, and his spirit will reveal it to us in the time that he deems, right? There's a prayer that I had prayed just before I dialed in. I prayed in the name of Yahushua and whatever I prayed, which I can't even remember what I prayed for, but I know I've answered it within that because the lady come on. If you ever done blog talking, it would tell you how many seconds that you had before the show will come on. And it says, soon as I finished praying and dialed in, and it says you have 22 seconds before your show starts. And I just praised out. I said, hallelujah. For those who know, they will hallelujah. They will understand that I will answer the prayer for me. Because it's the little ways that he talks to us. It's the little things. It's messages throughout this world. He talks to us each and every day. But we just got to know how to listen. We got to know how to listen, and we have to be listening when he speaks. Because trust and believe that God, the mighty one, Yahweh, creator of the heavens and the earth, is never silent. He's never silent. He's never quiet. He's never not communicating with us, with his creation. He's never not communicating. And I am a witness to that, and I'm quite sure you brothers and sisters, y'all can say the same thing, that he is never quiet. It is us who disconnect every now and then. It is us who hang up every now and then. But his line is always open, and there's always something being said on there. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. So today we in judgments of Yah. And Yahweh entitled this, because again, we started last week and we started in the book of 2nd Ezra, and we went through a few other scriptures. Jeremiah, we went through that, and I believe 1st Peter, we went through that, and Ezekiel, yes, it's Kel. We went through that, and it was all showing about judgment, right? All these scriptures. If you haven't taken notes, just go back into the archives, which I always will say, they're there. Lessons are there. While the getting is good, go get it, right? Because we never know when they're going to turn everything off. Everything off. And Toda Abiyah for Sister Samaria, who is taking it from herself in the time, her own time, to archive these things in a different format, right? She's taking them down off of Blog Talk. And she categorizing them for us, right? Hallelujah. May Abiyah continue to give her strength and continue to lead her in that matter, right? That's a blessing. Because one day they're going to turn all this off. They're going to turn it all off. You know, and if we don't have enough of the word within us, we may be lost. Not saying we is, but we may be lost. Because you could be around somebody who has some word in them. But then again, as the brother brought out last night, they could be a false prophet. They could be leading you to the lake of fire. They could be leading you the wrong way, not listening to Abiyah, not listening to him. But again, I keep trying to get to the subtitle of the judgments of Yah. You know, and I like how Abiyah does that with me. He within the journey, because all of it, the judgments of Yah, and within that journey that he gives us, or gives me, that he gives subtitles or the thought of this lesson right here, but it's still under the heading of the judgments of Yah. So I love how he do that with me. I love how he keeps everything in order for me, right? Torah Abiyah. And this one is Yahweh versus man, right? Yahweh versus man. And think about road versus way, right? For those who don't know, what like, y'all ain't gonna fight, man? No, because what are we talking about, right? What we have been talking about is we'll, for these next 7 weeks that we're, this journey we on, we're looking at this from a courtroom setting, right? That's how we're looking at this. Because we know, I understand Yahweh, he is the great judge, right? He is the great judge. We have a prosecutor. Matter of fact, let me open up and go through the first scripture, Jeremiah 8:7, because I'm just talking and I want to get through this, right? I want to get through this, but we read Ezra 7. But last week, as I said, I don't know who went and continued the thought. We're going to continue the thought today because it's a journey that we're on, right? It's a journey. And we don't want to rush through this journey to just to get to the end, right? And sometimes I do that. I rush through to get to the end because here's the main thought. No, all of Yahweh's word is the main thought, right? All of it. But we are here with Yahweh versus man. Think about that. Yahweh versus man. So is Yahweh that's taking man to court, right? Or is Yahushua, we get it said either way, that's taking man to court, right? Yahweh versus man. So let's get into, and I'm going to read a court case, right? I'm going to read, and this one was kind of interesting. And if, with the one I read yesterday, it was 7 steps. But this one is 8 steps, which I'm like, hold on now, come on. But as we read, listen. Just listen to it. And this is the 8 steps in the prosecution process, excuse me, fam. And you can go right on Google and you can look this up and it's going to tell you. The 8 steps of the prosecution process. But again, we want to keep our minds in the courtroom setting. That's why we're going this route. We want to keep our minds. And the first one, right, is investigation. And under the investigation, there's a little box. The investigator. Often the police take statements and collect evidence to be used in the criminal prosecution, right? In a criminal prosecution. Again, if you are a lawbreaker, Yahushua said in Matthew 5:17-19 or 20, if you go there, or Matthew 5:17-20, think not that I come to destroy the Torah or the law. Right? Think not that I come to get rid of the law. Right? So if we have law, and if there was a law given, again, we're looking at it from a courtroom procedure, and it may be elementary to some of us out there. Some of us may already know this, right? Some of us may have our mindset a little bit beyond this, right? But that's all right. Obviously, take your time and tell them anyway. Because a lot of us, how many of us even look at the courtroom procedure when we deal with Abiyah. The investigation, trust and believe, there's somebody writing everything we do down. There's somebody who investigating, even setting big breadcrumbs out there for us so we can fall, so they can have a case against us. Right? 2, brief assessment. Charges lead. That's the second one, right? That's the heading for the second one. We will go ahead with a prosecution if we can answer yes to 2 questions. 3, charging or starting proceedings. If charges are laid, the defendant will be notified of the charge. If they could be sent a summons, and the date, right? Some of us had summons before, right? Some of us in the state of Maryland versus Sean Kelly. I didn't have that one before, the state of Maryland versus Sean Kelly. But today we're talking about Yahweh versus mankind. 4, at a criminal hearing, a magistrate will listen to the evidence and decide if it's enough for the defendant to be prosecuted or not, right? hearing, there is no jury, and the magistrate makes all the decisions and judgments. Six, which is the trial, right? A trial takes place before a judge and jury. Seven, sentencing. After someone has been found guilty, the judge or magistrate will decide the appropriate penalty. Eight, appeals. A defendant may lodge an appeal against being found guilty and or against the sentence, right? And we know, do Yahweh have an appeal system? Can you appeal Yahweh's decision? That's the thought that came to my mind when I read that, right? After reading all the eight. All right, I could see the seven. Eighth one. Can we appeal Yahweh's decision? That's a question. That's a legit question that came to my mind and probably came to your mind because we know who's the judge. We know the courtroom says, Hallel, Yahushua, Satan, and Yahushua, right? We see the whole courtroom setting, right? But the one thing is, and what came to mind is repentance. So can we appeal Yahweh's decision? Right now, some ways we can. I'm going to put it like that. Some ways we can, and I wish we was in front of each other. That way we can get some dialogue, we would get some feedback, because I know the mind, the spirit is running, right? The spirit is running in this scripture, the spirit is running in that scripture. So I wish we was in front of each other talking, right? Because I know the spirit running. Because mine, soon I got to that, the spirit started running, started asking questions, right? And that was the key, that Yahweh was going to kill. But he pleaded with Abba Yah, and Abba Yah gave him 11 more years. So in other words, he appealed to Abba Yah's decision, and Abba Yah gave him 11 more years. And that's one of the scriptures that came to my mind as I asked that question. Can we appeal? Right now, though. Right now, we can. We can. And that's called repentance. And it's called true repentance, right? True, getting down on the knees. We think about one of our ancestors that we what he did, and I believe that one of the brothers brought this out in fairly recent. And as the prophet came to him and he told him what he did, and David pronounced the sentence on himself. Whoever he did, whoever the brother, whoever what he did, I don't care his name, what rank, nothing, he should die. The prophet said, "It's you, David." David jumped down on the knees and started appealing his own sentence that he said out his own mouth, asking for forgiveness. And I believe that's where we get the 51 Psalms from, right? I believe that's where we get that from. But we can appeal right now. Right now. Right now. Mercy is still in effect. But again, mercy is coming to an end. Mercy is coming to an end. We've got one more place to go before we get into the scriptures. One more. Then I looked up that one. Then, no, that's not it. That's it. And this is a mock trial script, right? Again, you can go online. You can Google court procedures, right? And it'll give you a multitude of things about the judicial system, right? And we know, understand that all mankind did is looked in the Torah, seen how Abba Yah set it up, and they stole from him, right? They not just stole, they copied it. They copied. Brother brought that out last night. Brother brought that. So let's read real quick who all is in the courtroom. And again, keep your mind in the heavens. Allow that ruach, allow your imagination to see a courtroom. But guess who on trial? Guess who is standing there? We are, right? We are, right now. Because every time we sin, the accuser of the brethren, go to Abba Yah. Go to Abba Yah. Every time. And our advocate, Yahushua, he stands up for us. And he pleads our case. And we, that don't mean we don't come out that courtroom with some stripes. That don't mean we don't come out that courtroom with a punishment, that we are scot-free all the time. Because we not. We still going to come out there with some type of punishment in some type of way. That means we ain't dying just like that for that sin that we have committed. Right? And the first one in the mock trial script is a bailiff. He is the one that says, all rise. And he waits for everyone except the judge to stand. I can't stress this enough. Let's get our minds to a courtroom. Let's get our minds to a courtroom. And the second one that they have in their mock trial is the judge. You know, he is the one that comes in, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, calling the case of the people of the state of California versus the defendant, whoever you are, right? Or he is calling the people, Yahweh, against mankind, right? Because we want to keep it there. The next one we will have is the district attorney, ready for the people, Your Honor. Then you have the public defender, right? We know who the district attorney is. The district attorney would be Hallel, Satan. The public defender, ready for the defense, Your Honor. And there's a court case that goes on, right? And then this says the judge will judge. Will the clerk please swear in the jury, right? Who would be the jury? Who do we see as the witnesses, right? Who did Abba Yah say was his witness, right? Then you got the clerk. Will the jury please stand and raise your right hand and wait for everyone to stand? And, you know, and then they go through the rigmarole of putting their hand on the Bible and all that. But that's the courtroom set, right? Somebody may not ever been in the courtroom. They may not know. And then that's how we go into a courtroom, and that's the whole setup, right? The eight procedures, now we just went through a mock trial. So let's go through some scriptures now. Let's go through some scriptures and let the scriptures tie it all in. Keep that in the forefront of your mind. Again, the judgment of Yah. Yahweh versus mankind. Jeremiah, and today we'll be reading out of the WEBA, but I ain't got to look nothing up. I just got to read. Jeremiah 8:7-8, family. Do not find it. See my eyes focus in. Yes. The stork in the sky knows her appointed times. The turtle dove, the swallow, and the crane observe the time of their coming. But my people don't know Yahweh's law, right? And this one say Yahweh's law. But in the other one, in the King James Version, it says my judgment. And when you look that up, it's going to take you to the same thing, my judgments, right? How do you say we are wise and Yahweh law is with us? But behold, false pen of the scribes has worked falsely, right? Falsely. The false pen of the scribes has worked falsely, right? Same thing that Brother Yaki'el brought out last night about these false prophets and how they're actually stealing people's salvation. They're actually stealing people's salvation. But again, one of the thoughts that Abba was giving us in the very beginning about his judgments, and my people do not know my judgments. We did establish last week that the record show, amen, last week, that Yahweh's judgment has been coming out of the world, in the world, since Adam has been kicked out of the garden. Yahweh's judgments have been in the world. And they have not stopped. Sentences have been going against mankind, whether for or against, since Adam has been kicked out of the garden, Adam and Kawa. But they're not in the record. If we had a stenographer or a scribe here, they will bring it back up and be able to show that that was into the record, that Yahweh's judgment has been going out in this world of who against or for mankind. Now, we know we're looking for that great judgment, that last day judgment, when there will be no more evil in the world. No more. We ain't there yet. Mankind is still very evil, and our imagination is still vain. But that don't stop Yahweh's judgment from going out in this world. But that don't stop the court case from rolling. In fact, we can say that there has been a court open and a trial been going on since Adam been kicked out. If we keep it in the context of what we're talking about, there has been a trial going on since Adam been kicked out of the garden. Can everybody see that? And if you can't see it, call me afterwards and we could talk about it. Amen? Let's go one more place before we get into the deliberation, right? And if you don't know what a deliberation is, that's when the two lawyers, state's attorney and the public defender, they state the cases back and forth. And as the judge and the witnesses listen, both sides are trying to win an argument, trying to, what they should be doing, but you know this world system don't do that, but we talk about Yahweh system stating the facts. And we know, trust and believe, let me tell y'all something right now. Halal don't go up there and lie in front of Yahweh. He don't go up there in the kingdom and lie in front of Yahweh. He don't do that. Oh, Brother Ariel, how you know that? You ain't never been up there. You don't know. I do. Y'all show me. Let me know. Reading and understand your word, you would know it too. A scripture should have came to mind. I swear I wish we were in front of each other talking so we can see this thing. But again, Hallel, Satan, does not go up there and lie in front of Yahweh. He cannot do it. Know that scripture is on your tip of your tongue. Those who are allowing the mind to run, their ruach to run. These pages, this book of the law, as Christians try to call it and put a stain on it. They want to call you a lawyer, and if that's a bad thing, I'm going to look at you, you a lawyer, you trying to keep the law. What? You better know. Don't judge yourself. And I'm going to get back to that. I ain't lose sight of that, the halal, because Yahweh said, a liar will not tarry in my sight. All I know. I ain't going up there in line on Brother Ariel. He can't. Going up there, he's stating facts about your life and my life. Can't go up there and lie. Lie to the one who know what he's thinking before he get up there. Even him, even the devil, can't lie to him. Yahweh said, a liar will not tarry in my sight. He mean that. So when Hallel, Satan, go, the accuser of the brethren, go before Yahweh, case against us. He's telling the truth. Think about that. Let that marinate in your ruach, in your spirit. He's telling the truth. It won't be like these men down here. But we read about tomorrow and what they did to Yahushua later on today, I mean, where though you can go up there and you can present false accusations. You can't do that in the kingdom. Up there in the righteous court and present false accusations. You can't do it. Go up there and present false accusations. So there are facts being presented about our lives. Every time Hillel, Satan, goes up there and bring a case towards us. That's facts. But the one fact they trump it all, I die for them thoughts. He's one of mine. She's one of mine. The gavel hit. The sentence is being read. Not guilty. Not guilty. Every time, not guilty. Because that one fact outweighs all the facts that Hillel brings up there against you. I die for them, Father. Amen. Amen. So we in Daniel 7. We only going to read 2 verses out of this. I would have read 9, but all of it, but now it's in, no, just read 2. So we only going to read 9 and 10. And they watched until thrones were placed, and one who was Ancient of Days sat. His clothing was white as snow, and the hairs of his head like pure wool. His throne was fiery flames, and it was wheels burning fire. And its wheels burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came out from before him. Thousands of thousands ministered to him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set. The books were open. The books were open again. We're in the courtroom, family. We're in the courtroom, and trust and believe that prosecutor is well-versed in the law books. That prosecutor, Hillel, is versed in the law books. And when he bring a case, that's, again, 10 times out of 10, if Hillel going up there and bring a case against us, we guilty. Because Yahushua died for us, not guilty. Moment, he covers us. But 10 times out of 10, Hillel that he brings against us, we guilty. We are guilty. So they well versed in the book, in the Torah. But who is more versed in the Torah than Yahushua? Who is the Torah? Who is the word of Yah? No one. So Hillel will never beat him. Never beat him in this courtroom. But again, like listen to the heading, the subheading. Yahweh versus mankind. Yahweh versus mankind. Remember that. And remember who we in the courtroom. Let's move on to 2 Ezra 8, and let's continue this deliberation, right? And we're going to read the whole chapter of 8 as we read 7. We'll end up in Hazan, Revelations, to close out. And we're picking up the thought where we picked up last week with the deliberation between the Malak, the angel, and Brother Ezra, who Esquire Ezra, right? Hallelujah. He's doing his best impression of Johnny Cochran, trying to fight and to deliberate for mankind, right? That's what he's deliberating for. He's trying to fight and deliberate for mankind, to bring an argument so mankind won't get punished for their deeds. But he's going against Yahweh, because it's Yahweh versus mankind. Amen? And he answered me and said, the Most High has made the world for many, but the world to come for few. I will tell you now a similitude, Ezra, as when you act the earth, it shall say to you, it gives very much mold whereof earthen vessels are made, and the little dust that gold comes of. Even so is the course of the present world. There be many created, but few shall be saved. There be many created, but few shall be saved. And I answered and said, swallow down understanding them, O my soul, and let my heart devour wisdom. For you are come here without your will and depart when you would not. For there is given you no longer space than only to live a short time. O Yahweh, that are over us, suffer your servant that we may pray before you, and give us seed to our heart and culture to our understanding, that there may come fruit of it, whereby everyone shall live that is corrupt, who bears the likeness of man. For you are alone, and we are alone, workmanship of your hands, like as you have said. For as much as you quicken the body that is fashioned now in the womb and gave it members, your creature is preserved in fire and water, and 9 months does your workmanship endure your creature, which is created in her. That's a bad boy. I'm just in awe of the wit that he's trying to match with Abba Yah, right? Anybody else in awe of the wit that he's trying to match with Abba Yah? And I get this sense in my spirit that Abba Yah, it tickled by that, right? It tickles me thinking that he can match wit or even, look at here, Abba Yah, blow Abba Yah up just a little bit, just a little bit. You know, you made that, you put that seed in that woman's belly, and you the one cultivated that seed in her belly for 9 months. You did that, right? It tickles him. It tickles him. But as the brother stated earlier today, in respect, he allowed us to bring all state cases before him in respect, remembering he is the judge sitting up there. As we give this earthly judge respect, we better believe he deserves 10 times more the respect. But it tickles me to match with Abba, right? And throughout the Torah, throughout his word, man have done that, right? Man have done. Let's go back to the argument that Moshe did. And Abba, hey, get out the way, Moses. I'm going to kill all Israel. I'm about to kill them all. You get out the way. I'm going to start over with you. O Esquire Moses, O lawyer-minded Moses, deliberated, interceded on behalf of Israel. And he won. He won that case. He was able to give Abba counsel. He was able to give him counsel. Because he won that case. Israel was still around. Before, Abba told him, move out the way. I'm about to kill him. O Esquire, O Lawyer, Moshe, started deliberating on behalf of Israel. On behalf of Israel. It was able to change the judgment of Abijah. I pray that we all see it and get right to judge. But this is the duty of all Israel. We all must come into that same mindset of Moshe, of Ezra, and so on and so on. So we become, because all the prophets, all the messengers, if you put them all together in one body, they become Yahushua. Period. All believers in one body is the body of Yahushua. Right. Right or wrong. And the body of Yahushua must always deliberate, intercede on behalf of mankind. Although Abijah got a judgment, he has a case against mankind. What he's asking for is who is going to stand in the gap for them. Because I know what they are. I made them. I came down. I got them flesh so I can really see what they go through. But who is going to deliberate on behalf of mankind? Who is going to pray? Who is going to stand up for them? And though they may not change, but are you going to stand up for them? Though they may be the 90% that's going to perish, as Abijah said in his word, are you going to stand up for them? Are you going to deliberate on their behalf? Are you going to pray for them? Because as that example in the Torah and the law of Moshe, winning the case, changing the judgment of Abijah for the people, right? Yahushua did the same thing. He changed judgment. But if he didn't do what he did, all mankind be dead. Can be dead. See what he did. Let's see it in another light. Let's see how Abijah is taking us. There was Yahweh against mankind. Who is going to deliberate on that behalf? Who is going to stand up or stand in the gap for them? So he wants that. Brother said earlier, either last night or today, that he wishes no man to perish. That's not his will. Not his will for no man to perish. Let's move on. 8:9. But that which keeps and that which is kept shall both be kept by your keeping. And when the womb gives up again, that which have grown in it, you have commanded that out of the part of the body, that is to say, out of the breast, be given milk, which is the fruit of the breast, that the thing which is fashioned may be nourished for a time, and afterwards you shall order it in your mercy. Amen. Yes, you have brought it up in your righteousness and nurtured it in your law and corrected it with your judgment, and you shall mortify it as your creature and quicken it as your work. If you therefore, if you shall lightly and suddenly destroy him which with so great labor was fashioned by your commandment, to what purpose was he made? I swear it just tickles me. And remember, we're in the courtroom. Brother Ezra is deliberating on behalf of mankind, standing up there in the front of the judge, deliberating. Now, therefore, I will speak touching man and giving. You know that. But touching your people, I will speak, for whose sake I am sorry. And for your inheritance, for whose cause I mourn, and for Israel, for whom I am heavy, and for the seed of Jacob, for whose sake I am troubled. Therefore, I will begin to pray before you for myself and for them, for I see the foes of us that dwell in the land. Amen. Amen. But I have heard the swiftness of the judgment which is to come. Therefore, hear my voice and understand my saying, and I will speak before you the beginning of the words of Ezra before he was taken up. And he said, Ezra was taken up too. We just ain't going to let that go. We're just going to mention it. O Yahweh, you that abideth forever, whose eyes are exalted and whose chambers are in the air, whose throne is inestimable, whose glory may not be comprehended, before whom the army of angels stand with trembling. The army of angels, the Malachim, they stand before him trembling. Greatness of our Abba. At whose bidding they are changed to wind and fire, whose word is sure and saying constant, whose ordinance is strong and commandment is fearful, who looks drives up the depths, and whose indignation makes the mountains to melt away, and whose truth bears witness. Hear, O Yahweh, the prayer of your servant, and give ear to the petition of your handiwork. Attend to my word, for you so long as I live. For so long as I live, I will speak, and so long as I have understanding, I will answer. Oh, look not upon the sins of your people, but on those who have served you in truth. Look at him, Brother Ezra. Deliberating with Abba Yah. Deliberating. Oh, look not upon the sins of your people, but on those who have served you in truth. In other words, we understand my brother has to say, look, the multitude of Israel, they doing terrible out there. Don't look at them, Father. Look at me. Look at Yahweh. Look at Yahweh. Look at Harbaugh. You know, look at Mario. Deuel. Shabbat. Matithiahu. Brother Abby, and so on and so on. Imadeli. Look at them. Look at them, how they sacrificing their lives and not walking in the sins of this world, Father. Well, look at them. Don't worry about Israel. Look at Sister Samaria, how she took upon herself to do that for your children, Israel. Look at all the rest of Israel that's doing good. Don't pay no attention to those who out there sinning, and they're your children. Look at us. Right? That's what Brother Ezra is saying. Regard not the doing of those who deal wickedly, but of those who have kept your covenant in affliction. Think not upon those who have walked fringely before you, but remember them which have willingly known your fear, right? Let it not be your will to destroy them which have lived cattle, but look upon those who have clearly taught your Torah. Amen? Take you no indignation at them which are deemed worse than beasts, but love those who have always put their trust in your glory. For we and our fathers have passed our lives in ways that bring death. But you, because of us, sinners are called merciful. For if you have a desire to have mercy upon us, Then shall you be called merciful to us, namely that have no works of righteousness. For the just which have many good works laid up with you shall for their own deed receive reward. For what is man that you should take this displeasure at him? Or what is a corruptible race that you should be so bitter toward it? For in the truth, there is no man among those who are born, but he has dealt wickedly, and among them that have lived there is none which have not done amiss. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory. In other words, is what he's saying, right? Brother Shaw, we probably borrowed from that, but he probably saw that and just put it in his own words, right? When he was writing those letters. For in this, O Yahweh, your righteousness and your goodness shall be declared. If you be merciful to them which have no store of good works, then answered he me and said, some things are all right. You know what? You made sense in a lot of that. You know, you was on point in a lot what you said. And according to your word, so shall it come to pass. Right? Look at God. Now, this is the Creator going back through the Malachi, through the angel. For indeed, I will not think on the fashion of them which have sinned, or their death, their judgment, or their destruction. All he just said. Listen to how Abba Yah come back with his deliberation. You know what? I ain't going to give it two thoughts of their death. My judgment is upon them. I won't give it two thoughts. You're right. A lot what you said is right. I will not give it two thoughts for the sinner, for the wicked, for those who work unrighteousness in this world. I will not give it two thoughts. How do we know that's true? He also said it to Brother Moshe, showing mercy to thousands of them who keep my commandments. Right? Showing mercy to them, but destroying the ungodly. Right? I'm paraphrasing that scripture. I know I tore that. But we get the thought, right? Because he said that. So he's telling Brother Ezra, hey, you're right. I ain't going to get me. Those who out there striving, what you said, the right part, what you said, those who striving to do, those who trying to do, although this world system has thrown everything at them, and they keep getting up, keep standing on the line, keep walking on that straight and narrow, those are the ones who I'm going to give my mercy to. Those who endure to the end. Because I know what this world can do. I know what the evil is set against them, though they keep striving to walk towards me. What life does to them. I know the heartaches that they go through, but they keep striving towards me. I know the ups and downs that they go through. I know their cries in the middle of the night in their bed alone. I know that. I know their thoughts. I know their agony that they go through. They strive to do what I ask them to do. And they don't get it right all the time. Fall short a many of times. But when I look into the seat of their intellect, their mind, their will is to do what I asked them to do. Regardless of, I just lost my wife. Their will is still to do what I asked them to do. I know that I lost a child. I know that things are going awry in my life. But he still seeks to do my will. So you're right. Give two thoughts about those unrighteous out there when my judgment come down on them. And I said in my word that I will give mercy upon those who striving to keep my commandments. Because I know Israel, that Yahweh, listen, he knows. He knows. So be strengthened, be encouraged that you are among the righteous, that you're striving to do what's right, because he knows what you're going through. He knows what's happening in your life. He knows the struggles that you go through. So be encouraged. Like we started off, he's never quiet. He's never quiet. He's always talking. He knows. So be encouraged. He knows. And that's all I can say about that. He knows. He knows the seat of your intellect, of our intellect. And your will is to do his. Although halal is on everything at you in the kitchen sink. No. Amen. Amen. 8:38 again, family. For indeed, I will not think on the fashioning of them which have sinned, or their death, their judgment, or their destruction. Because I know their heart is not towards me. I know their heart is not towards me. I know they can give 2 seconds of a thought of me. But my heart is towards those who have my will in mind. That's who my heart is towards. Regardless of what they go through. Be encouraged, Israel. Be encouraged. But I will rejoice over the framing of the righteous. Their pilgrimage also, and the salvation and the reward that they shall have. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Like therefore, as I have spoken, so shall it be. For as the husbandman sows much seed upon the ground and plants many trees, and yet not all that is sown shall come up in due season. Neither shall all that is planted take root. Even so, those who are sown in the world shall not all be saved. Amen. I answered them and said, if I have some favor, let me speak before you. For as much as the husbandman sees if it come not up, seeing that it has not received your rain in due season, or if it be corrupted through too much rain, so perishes. Likewise, man which is formed with your hand and is called your own image, because he is made like to you, for whose sake you have formed all things, even him have you made like to the husbandman seed. Be not angry with us, but spare your people and have mercy upon your inheritance. For you have mercy upon your own creation. Then he answered me and said, things present are for those who now be, and things to come for such as shall be hereafter. For you have come far short that you should be able to love my creation more than I. But you have brought yourself full near to the unrighteous. Let this never be. And again, listen to that. First of all, I had love. You can never love a fallen leaf more than me, because I created it. I don't care what you did to it, what you think you have for that. You can never love it more than Abba Yah. None of us can. Can never love it more than him. I don't care what it is in this earth. We did not create it. We did not create it. Look at ourselves. Whatever we put our hands to and we create something, woo, and let somebody else try to take love and possession of that. Ooh, we upset about that. That's what I was saying. I didn't even love something that I created more than me. It's mine. Listen how he talked back to our brother Ezra. Right? Don't put yourself with the unrighteous. Far be from that. So whose life that his life is being noted in the kingdom? They're looking at him. His life is being talked about in the kingdom. Right? So is Brother Daniel's life being talked. You greatly beloved, Daniel. Talk about you up here. Because you greatly beloved. And so on and so on and so on. We want to be like that. Greatly beloved. We want to be talked about in the kingdom. What the mother king talking about us? Because of our righteous deeds. Not because of our unrighteous deeds. Meaning that one more time, family. For you come far short that you should be able to love my creature more than I. For you have brought yourself full near to the unrighteous. Let this never be. Yet in this shall you be admirable to the Most High. He humbled himself. He never thought highly of himself. He equaled himself to sinners. He equaled himself to the unrighteous. Brother Shaul said it like this. O wretch man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? To Abba Yah, the humility. I'm going to give honor to where honor is due. You know, for those who don't know, that we lost our dear sister. And in that process of losing our dear sister, or in the space of time of losing our dear sister, the husband of the dear sister, Brother Yaakov, hopefully you don't mind me saying this, that another brother was leaving his mother. She was in hospital. In fact, as of today, she's passed. But less than 1 week, brother still in mourning, get a phone call, brother never in hospital, I'm going around there. Y'all know Brother Yaakov, I said, I'm going with you. And to me, I looked at him like, you're mourning. You're going through. But yet you took time out to go support another brother who haven't even lost his mind yet. Me. And the honor and that I looked at that man at that time, and no, we don't worship man, but for me, it was unbelievable to me. Because he showed why he is a leader. He showed why he was Yahweh's chosen. He showed that. Put aside and trust me. Talk to the brother. Ever get a chance. The brother glow when he talk about Easter. He glow. Able to not look at himself, to go around to a brother and his family that he not close to. He close to the brother. But when they saw him come in that door, it's like it gave them hope. Gave them some type of relief to know what he's going through, because I'm quite sure they knew. I know Brother Mario said it, told him. And for me, it allowed me to honor him that much more and love him that much more. To love him that much more. And say, I'm going to follow him as he followed Yahushua. Because that's my master, Yahushua, would have did the exact same thing. He would have did that. And guess what? The heaven says that's admirable. Do you know what that means? Those of us who are believers, those of us who want the heavens talking about us, you know, we get rewarded on our jobs every now and then, or wherever we at. We play sports. We got a little trophy. But for the heavens to say that is admirable of a man. Same family. That is no light thing for the heavens to say that about a man. And I know that that's what the heavens said about him. I know it. I know it. And I ain't got it written down nowhere in no book. I know it. I know it through revelation through the Abba, through Father. Amen. Let's continue. 48 again. Yet in this shall you be admirable to the Most High, in that you have humbled yourself as it becomes you, and have not judged yourself worthy to be among the righteous, so as to be much glorified. For many grievous miseries shall befall those who in time dwell in the world, because they have walked in pride, great pride. He didn't just say pride. He said great pride. But understand you for yourself, and of such as be like you, seek out the glory. For to you is paradise open, the tree of life planted. The time to come is prepared. The plentiness is made ready. A city is built, and rest is allowed. Goodness is perfected. Wisdom and perfect beforehand. And wisdom being perfect beforehand. The root of evil is sealed up from you. Weakness is done away from you, and death is hidden. Hell and corruption are fled into the forgetfulness. Sorrow are passed away, and in the end is shown the treasure of the immortality. Therefore, ask you no more questions concerning the multitude of them that pass. For when they have received liberty, they despised the Most High, thought scorn of his Torah, and forsook his ways. They have trodden down his righteous, and said in their heart that there is no mighty one. Yes, and that knowing they must die. Every human being know they must die. But he said, they still say, it's no Most High. As if a big bang can create you. As if you can evolve from monkeys or apes, as they say. For as the things are aforesaid shall receive you, so death and pain which are prepared shall receive them. For the Most High will not that men should come to nothing. I don't want that, right? For they which be created have themselves defiled the name of him that had made them, and were unthankful to him which prepared life for them. Amen? And therefore is my judgment now at hand. Listen. And therefore is my judgment now at hand, which I have not shown to all men, but to you and a few like you. Then answered I and said, behold, O Yahweh, and now have you showed me the multitude of the wonders which you will do in the last times, but at what time you have not shown me. Enough. Amen. The deliberation of our brother Ezra for man and for Israel, and the rebuttal, right, of Abba Yah. I rebuke that. Anybody object? I object, Your Honor. I'll sit up and tell you, I object. I object to everything he just said. I go to Revelation, and we will end up with that, and that will be it for me. Revelation 20, and we're only going to do 11 through 13. I'm going to read this whole thing to this whole book, this whole chapter 2. We get a chance to read it. We will hopefully we'll be going through some revelations and some Jeremiah and some Yeshayahu and some Daniel throughout this 7 weeks. I saw a great white throne and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away. There was found no place for them. I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne, and they opened books, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. The dead were judged out of the things which were written in the books, according to their works. Again, you better become a lawyer. You better become well-versed in Torah through the understanding of Yahushua. If you don't have the understanding of Yahushua, you can be well-versed in the book all you want. You still going to the lake of fire. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, the death and Sheol gave up the dead who were in them. They were judged, each one according to his works. Amen? Amen. And that is the end of my blog talk today, family. Let me close out with a closing benediction and the prayer. And there ain't too much else to say about that, right? Ain't too much else to say about Yahweh versus mankind. Go back and listen to it. If I may, I am myself. You know, you say so much and you don't hear everything as you're talking. Because again, as the brother brought out a while back, the lessons are for the Moreys as well as everybody else. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who restores his presence to the young. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who blesses Yisrael with shalom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Torah Abiyah. For your word tonight, Father, may we be fertile ground and your seed drop in us, Father, that it grows within us, Father, that it germinates throughout our whole body, Father. Let the word of Yahweh be like yeast within us, Father. Let your word be like yeast. Let it spread through each and every member of our body. From the toes all the way up to the skull, Father. Let it spread, Father. Let it not be hindered, Father. Let it not have nothing to kill it or to stop it, Father. Because nothing can do that to your word, Father. But let us not be the ones who hinder your word to grow within us. Let us continue to be those pillars. All Israel, Father, let us continue to deliberate on mankind, Father. Let us continue to pray for one another, Father. Father, I ask and pray that we all be hedged up, Father. But again, as you talked about earlier, that we remember that the same ability, the same spirit that was in Moses is in us. The exact same one. The same one when Eliyahu said that there be no rain is in us. The exact same one. So remind us continually, Father, until our hearts become pure and we be able to move in your spirit whenever we want, Father, or whenever you will. In Yahushua's holy and precious name I pray. Amen. Shabbat shalom, Yisrael, till later on today. Shabbat shalom. said, what happened?